CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he is suspending but not ending his independent presidential bid and is also urging votes for former President Trump in some states. CBS News correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns tells us it's not going over well with Kennedy's family.
Five of Kennedy's siblings slammed his decision to endorse Trump, calling it a betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear. CBS News polling shows Kennedy was generating 2% of the vote nationally, though it's not yet clear where his supporters could now go. The Trump campaign hopes it could help make the difference in a state like Arizona, where the former president lost by just under 11,000 votes.
Kennedy joined Trump on stage last night in Arizona. The investigation into the attempted assassination of Trump has led to the suspension of at least five Secret Service personnel involved in planning the rally where he was injured. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
It's a miracle that I wasn't killed.
Among those put on leave, the special agent in charge of its Pittsburgh field office, plus an agent within the former president's detail.
Is this too little, too late?
This seems like a long time coming. You know, the public has been very anxious and very hungry for information.
Trump now has a wall of bulletproof glass surrounding him at outdoor rallies, seen this week for the first time this campaign season in North Carolina.
U.S. stocks rallied closer to their records in end-of-the-week trades after the Federal Reserve Chair indicated it's time to start cutting those interest rates.
Jerome Powell opened his remarks at the Fed's annual Jackson Hole meeting by saying that it's time to start adjusting policy. And while Powell didn't explicitly say a rate cut is coming at next month's meeting, it was the most dovish he sounded on interest rates since the central bank stopped hiking rates last summer.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. In the German town of Solingen, a deadly stabbing spree at a festival.
People were celebrating the 650th anniversary of the city of Solingen in western Germany with a stage set up at a marketplace in the city center for live music performances. Local police told CBS News three people were killed and four people have life-threatening injuries. They say the incident at 9:45 p.m. local time led to a major operation.
CBS's Holly Williams. 30-year-old Justin Bieber and his wife of 6 years, Hailey Bieber, are announcing the birth of their baby on Instagram. They posted a photo of Hailey holding her baby's little foot captioned, "Welcome home, Jack Blues Bieber." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A crackdown on drunk driving kicks off today.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling today Saturation Saturday, the start of a campaign of intensified impaired driving enforcement through the Labor Day holiday weekend.
MAD will join forces with law enforcement agencies for increased high visibility and equitable enforcement on our roadways.
MAD National Ambassador Erica Lynn says included will be sobriety tests in 15 participating states.
According to the CDC, sobriety checks reduce impaired driving deaths by 20%.
Drinking and driving remains a serious crisis.
We have seen a 33% increase nationwide in impaired driving.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A coalition of Republican-led states is suing the Biden administration over a program offering a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants married to U.S. citizens. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Currently at 62 degrees.
Won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000. thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. Fine. She looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
These are the hands that can't help reach. Tambourine.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about how we talk to ourselves, and I want to suggest a one-word change that can help when you're struggling to get your money life on track. We all know that savings are important. We all know we should have savings. But most of us have less than $5,000 put away. Money gurus and experts usually start yelling and shaming people right about now. But come on, real life is messy and expensive and complicated. And when we don't meet our goals, a lot of us say, oh man, I failed. And that's where the magic word comes in. The word is learn. Try this on. I'm learning to save. I didn't get where I wanted to this month, but I can do better next month. There's lots of science about the best way to change our behavior, and shaming ourselves doesn't really work. That's why I like to tell myself and you, you got this. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah.
I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Oh, If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Good.
WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
fast car home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting, and I just couldn't resist her, just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew, yes, I knew I should run, but then I heard her say, "Yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. The cafe was empty.